This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A broad range of citizens in Illinois will soon be compelled by law to participate in abortion, regardless of religious or moral convictions. The regulation signed into law applies even to pediatricians and pregnancy support centers and goes into effect January 1st. VP nominee Tim Kaine has finally wiggled himself into a comfortable political position on abortion, vacillating over the last month between some kind of personal opposition to federally funded abortion and support for such. Kaine now clearly says he has to get comfortable with being at the disposal of Hillary Clinton and her ever clearer support of abortion, freely paid for by you and I on demand. Another pro-life group in a key state has endorsed Donald Trump. Ohio Right to Life says pro-life Ohio voters must come out in full force to shut down Hillary Clinton's ever clearer abortion policy. This is Life News Radio.
The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life, and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you carefully assess what you hear, read, and view.
In other headlines, many pro-life Democrats are saying they plan to flee the party of Hillary on November 8 over abortion. And Operation Rescue says Ohio has cited Martin Haskell's late-term abortion clinic for performing an abortion without consent on a woman high on street drugs. A whistleblower at the hospital to which the patient was taken prompted an investigation. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.